Well, if you have anything else, you
Okay, so let's just do a quickie. Because she has the mark. If she woman has the mark.
But the both with Atma, we see him and Gimel. Both with Atma, the Eidu, Matal of Dam. Let's say she does everything and she finds Dam. And afterwards, she finds out that it comes from a mark. What does that mean? Pay, correct?
I don't know. Okay, first of all, I didn't know that
that
was even a question.
Sure, it's a question.
To use a male OBGYN?
It's better to use a female.
That's practice with two males in it.
No. Most women, no. Let's not get in Eretz Yisrael, but a lot of the places, if you look in the Israeli question, they all say.
Better to use a female.
Sure, according to the...
It makes sense, but...
If they're available.
Also,
according to the base,
really?
At least it's a start.
Yeah. Part of my
baby. It's a Yehoram, according to the Beis Yosef, the woman's a needle. And even if it's the Kuach Nefesh, you can't touch a rice. Even if it's a guy's wife. So we don't pass them like that. But it's a tzad.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing would be for a man to touch an Eishes Ish.
So isn't that on the other side? How can a man become a... that kind of doctor?
Yeah,
that's a different issue. Yeah, that's a different issue.
So it's really shy.
So what
the guy can just come over
gym? I can't imagine. The answer to this is
sure.
I know from.
We have one here.
The one here, Dr. Solomon Zada.
Diane him, and the one that comes sometimes Shabbat morning, Dr. Corman. Mighty convenient to have from one, because here you see you need it from. Problem, the Ikarus point is that a fryer person or a guy has no nemonis. There are many ways.
Why don't they have nemonis? I thought there were cases
have
where, but an expert, then we have cases like.
So that's the machlok. Do you say that human lemaru nafsi, meaning a worker will not, meaning a person takes pride in his umness and he's not going to lie? Well, you say not like that. So there's different ways out. Some places can say if you ask two doctors without either one knowing the diagnosis from the other, then that would be that's enough. Some say if you get it in writing, because they can't fudge if they put it in writing.
Okay.
So, yeah, but that's really what he's referring to. Meaning, for a going doctor, straight up does not have pneumonia to say that she has a mark or something like that.
Okay.
Now, then you also get him, let's say the guy has no idea about her husband either.
Who thinks so?
He doesn't have any, mama, she has no idea. So anything he says, there's no reason to believe that he's going to lie.
Right.
Just because he wants you to like him or something like that. Which I'd rather have somebody call me, like, out of town, and the doctor has no idea about her husband either. And she says, I don't know what's the case. That it was a marker. Yeah.
Isn't it worse then if you would have a Jewish woman doctor? Because a woman is not going to be an aide.
It's fine. In the Farakwe, there's a nurse.
I remember you mentioning
that. No, there is a nurse in Farakwe that the Rabbana will send a woman to check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways,
ooh.
So that's what he's referring to. So let's say again, she does a bedikah.
Or am I not supposed to know?
What's her name? No, I don't even remember her name. I think so. I don't know. Anyways, so what happens is she does the bedikah, then she finds out it's a makkah. So now, what's the din of that bedikah clause? Right? Afshein and nitmei sayidei dam zeh. She's not tummy with this dam. Right? But Mikal Mokam, but Yotzi de Chavis Bedika. She's not Yotzi her Chav Bedika. Right? Venechshev, Venechshev is Kilu Loibot, and it's considered as if she was not Bais. So So what does that mean? Very important. This is mamish negay. Because, you know, let's say a woman, she's having a hard time clearing up. The Rav sees the dam. Now, a lot of times the Rav can tell. An experienced Rav can tell that the dam looks different than period dam. Mm-hmm. And he can see that there's hepatosomaka. So he'll say, go to a nurse or a doctor and check it out.
Okay.
Huh? So you go.
That sounds very odd to me.
Why?
Because everybody bleeds differently.
Yeah, but there's some just look like...
Mm-hmm. Say, like, if we all pricked our fingers, the colors would be four different colors.
Yeah, but they have the same type of...
spreading.
That was the rub that I learned with. So, one of the guys took blood from a chicken and put it on a bedikah cloth. Just to show him. Every guy does that to the... And he said, this looks like... He looked at him. This looks like... meat, like for me, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. It's, obviously, you get to that, you get to, you know, you just see so much, you become mamish and extra on what these things look like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, maybe, right? It's the same thing, right? So anyway, the Rav says that. So now, what happens? So this lady, what's this lady says? Let's say she did it for 2 days and they were all no good. And but it comes out that it probably what was no good was because of a maka, which means she's really not a problem.
Mm.
The only thing is it doesn't work. What he's saying here is it doesn't work as a bedika though either. You're stuck in no man's land, meaning it doesn't make her tmeya, but it doesn't make her tahira either, because lemaisa she doesn't have a clean bedika. Right?
Hold on a second. This is when she is trying to get hasikah.
That's, yeah.
Okay, but it could also be during the Shemitah.
Right. So during Shemitah, we don't care. Because during Shemitah, again, all we need is the minimum of one on the first, one on the seventh. One in between is a chumr in case you missed the seventh.
Right.
But really all you need is one on the first, one on
the seventh. Then she had also.
Then she might have a problem. Right, that's good. You remember that, right? Meaning, but during Shemitah Kippur, we don't care, so we'll just eliminate those bedikas, and she didn't do bedikas, we're okay. But well, let's say it's the first day,
mm-hmm.
right? So she has to do. She has to somehow get a clean bedikah of lachem. If he bedikah hamakeves, if it's a bedikah that's ma'akev, given bedikas hafsekara, for example, hafsekara, ain't a yotzes mitumasa achiyeh la bedikah nekiyeh legamri. She has to have a bedikah nekiyeh legamri, which can cause a problem here. Right? Because it's very, let's say a woman has a maka. She knows she has a maka. She can't clear up because she has this maka.
Don't,
right?
Don't.
Over there. Yeah, but let's say this happens after childbirth.
Okay.
I mean, not by everybody, but. Well, physiotomy is really on the outside. Yeah, but let's say theoretic, right? So theoretically, if she can't get the bedikah cloth inside without
tearing herself open.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it won't make her tmeya, but she's not tahara either.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a problem. But that's the ikar adin. There really is no, there's really no answer the way we pass. There is a chassam sofer that says if a woman knows for sure her bleeding has stopped, then that could maybe act as a hefsek tahara. But you can't try that on your own. Right? Sometimes a woman is getting really technical, but let's say you can go to this nurse, and she can, we used to discuss this, don't we? She can use the speculum, open her up, and then just get all the way to
mm-hmm.
the stomach, and then that would
or,
be...
Or she can put...
Right, or that you can see maybe for yourself, too. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Retzufim. Shemin akim tzichum liyas retzufim alayriyas don't have to be straight without any seeing of dam. Shem rotz adam afilu b'tzayfiyam hashvir. She says dam even at the end of the seventh day. Sasra kalayomim. It's like how do you touch sasra?
Temple.
Yeah, that's a good way. Sasra kala yamin. Tzricha lipstick with tara mechadash, and she needs to do the tara mechadash. To laugh to eliminate shivanikim and to go back and start the whole shivanikim again. Let's say she finds a stain. The first 3 days. Afilum yeshla mak b'ma litlas. Even if she has what to be toiled in, ain't toiled in l'hokel. K'mo yishe toiled in b'shar k'sam, she cannot be toiled in l'hokel like by other k'sam. Milvad emot ha-kesem shu pavos v'ki gusvoin, unless it's less than a gris. Shabbat if it's that, tohayra afilu b'shar yom rishon, even in the first 3 days.
And why the first 3 days machamer?
Because she doesn't have a chazaka yet, so she's clear. 3 days makes a chazaka. Right? It that makes it that she stopped seeing down. Right? So again, so what he's saying is that you cannot use the dinum of Tliya in the first 3 days. Right? Now again, for less than a grist, yes. Less than a grist, yes.
What was Tliya again?
If you have a reason to say the dam came from an external source.
Okay.
Right? They literally mean to hang. You hang it on something else. What do you say? Yeah, even
if there's anything red, okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or didn't you use it as a shower with a bottle of soap for them? No,
see that? See, Cleo means... Again, Tliya means if it's a Tliya.
Yeah.
But Tliya means Tliya. Tliya doesn't mean if you know for sure. Right, if you know for sure, it's then obviously there's nothing to talk about. Right? It's only if you don't know. Right? That possibility for 3 days doesn't work. Remember, let's say she's sitting Shivanikim because she saw a Kesem. Meaning she never got her period. She saw a stain, and the stain was bigger than a gris, she saw it on white, whatever it is that it comes out that happened. She finds another kesem after the first 3 days. And she has a tliya. Tala boy is tohira, she could be toiling, and then she's tohira. And there are those who disagree. He brings up the bottom. Okay? Also not so common because most not so common for women to come either from stains. Right? Yeshem Shain Ton was Ksam Mashashim Rishon. Afilu in Yeshla Begufa Maka Shemaitiya Dar. This is a big machlok between the Ramah and the Shach. Right? There are those that say that even if she knows she has a mark on her goof that bleeds, she still can't be told in the first 3 days.
How is this relevant for childbirth? If she has this makla, then she's no way getting a hasita.
Mm-hmm.
So then, shlosi
on rishonim
are.
No, this is can be told about the makla came afterwards. Or she got a clean hestick and then the makla reopened or something like that.
Okay.
Right? So, you're saying even if she knows this makla bleeds, she can't be told in the first 3 days. The Yesh Makilim was there, and there are those that are Makil. Right?
Which would mean that she would have to wait till it's healed.
Uh-huh. Right? So again, look at Peiches, this is important Peiches. In Leiba Oifin, Shetomid Yotzitam, Yotzit Makil. Unless it's a situation where it's constantly bleeding, and she can't count Shivanukiyan. Right? Then that would be, that's considered, I mean, if it's constantly, here where it's constantly bleeding. It's very technical. You can have a maka that's bleeding.
Okay.
And you can have a maka that bleeds, but doesn't necessarily bleed all the time, but you know that it does bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a maka that's already healed, but there is the potential for it to bleed, which we know from DNA Tliya, that's enough for a Tliya. Right? So there's different madregas.
Mm-hmm.
So the madrega where it's constantly bleeding and hasn't stopped, that you could be toiling even the first 3 days, the kuliyam. Whereas the Makkah that's Vade Matidam, we know that it has bled before, we just not 100% sure that it's bleeding now, that already is a Machlaikus Rama on the Shach. Yeah? So, if you will, Makilim, Ein Lachab is the Ela Bekesim. And even according to Makilim, you can only be made up by a stain of a Vedika's aid, Ein Lachab Shajir Mishainim, but with a Vedika of an aid, you can't be made on the first 3 days. Even if she knows that she has the Makkah that's Matidam. Okay?
One more thing.
So now, basically, before you toil in the first 3 days, you better ask a Rav. Because it's very complicated.
Back to this Tamid thing. So Tamid Yatidam.
Oh, yeah.
That means even when she's not doing the Bidika, or is it enough to know that at the present moment when she's doing the Bidika, it is currently.
What do you say?
It's the second day and she's trying to do Vedika and she knows that this wound is bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows that right now it's bleeding. Half an hour ago maybe it wasn't, but right now it is.
No, I would say so, yeah. The Dafka, again, he says it again on the top. The Dafka is just Safik in Madam Bawin Yakosa. That's only. If there's a suffix where the dam came from the Makkah. Avlam Yoidin Bibirur, Shadam Zabam, but she knows for sure that the dam came from the Makkah, Efshal Lahaka, Lafilo Shajir, Mashana, Bechol Eifin. Right? Look at Sadi Halas. Fahainu, Shemashain, Makilim, Ksama, Miguel, Yom, Rashainim, Udaki, Mazar, Tlia, Klaimar, Kishallah, Yadina, Bibirur, Shadam Zabam, meaning that we don't know for sure. That the dam comes from the Makkah. Avlim Yoidim Bibiru. Shah dam bomi makasa. Efshul hakil. Shalos Jewish base shalom. Right? So that's what we're coming out. That there's different madrigas. The kids are not to proceed at, proceed with caution when you're dealing with the Makkah. Which is why, because of all this, if a woman has a Makkah, or even a chashash Makkah, most Rabbanim will say to give the Bidikas. Because it's much easier to be makel l'chatchil on skipping bedikas than to start being makel on the tliyas, right? And that's where you get into malach supplies. You can even put it on color. Might be better.
Just out of curiosity, in general, like a stop and rub, how many maka shahs do they get? So it's a common thing you encounter a lot.
Sure.
Other than childbirth?
Yeah. I don't know where they come from, these makas. Well, for newlyweds, the women don't properly know how to do bidikas, or don't know how to properly do bidikas. So they do them and they scratch themselves and then...
Try again and again.
Right. Other than that, I'm not exactly sure. We once had a case where a woman was pregnant, and she saw at this I don't know, somehow we told her that came maybe from a fingernail. Cut ourselves.
Why was she doing Vedika if she was pregnant?
I don't know if she was doing Vedika, maybe she was cleaning herself or wiping herself or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, this is very interesting. Memchet is very interesting. So, Shleishi Yama Rishonim, you need to have that bitchy brain screwed on tight to understand what's going on here, to understand. So, Shleishi Yama Rishonim, Shein Talam Ben Maschim Lacha Shazik Batar. The 3 days starts after she does a hestik tara. Okay, v'lochein. Yesh la makas of betzayim. So let's say she knows she has makas. Betzayim is also like wounds, right? V'chayshesha shalai tuchal lisvaras shalai shem rishonim v'lai kesem. She thinks she's not going to get through 3 days without ksamim. Right? Obviously, don't want a case where it's not bleeding all the time. Right, but she knows she's gonna have a problem. Yichayla la'atzis bedikas hefsek tara kaidim shemitina chamisha yomim. She could do the hefsek tara before 5 days are up.
If she cleared up before that.
Right. Ah, tasu limnoit shemitikim rak la'atzis chamisha yomim, but she can't start the shemitikim till after 5 days, because we know you have to wait 5 days. But oh, nimtasha yayim harishin shasirus shemitikim hu kfar la'atzis chamisha yomim shayinim v'yichayla litlitva.
Second day
is of her need.
Very well, if she was, that doesn't make any sense. I was going to say she was coming from the Kesem, but then we're not marked it anyway.
No, or even if... Yeah, but basically your point is, let's say it's even after 5 days, she could clear up. She should do a Hefsiktara anyways. Maybe she can get a clean Hefsiktara. And then once she does a clean Hefsiktara, so those first 3 days, even though she keeps on seeing dumb, but that'll count towards 3 days.
And then
after the 3 days, meaning instead of her saying, okay, I'm going on vacation and I'm not attempting even Hefsiktara because I have so many cuts and everything.
Saying because you only need one Hefsiktara.
Right, do a Hefsiktara.
No,
right?
So
hopefully she'll get it at least one clear.
A woman never needs to do a second Hefsiktara?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's down from the uterus. But when it gets to this...
One second. The second day, she's down. Yeah? The third day, she's down.
I'm talking about a different case.
What you
saying? No, even if she can't, you said it was like some amount of quick 30.
Yeah.
I'm saying even in regular length 30.
Yeah.
She knows she has markers, right? Yeah. And she knows she has markers that sometimes bleed, sometimes don't.
So
she knows she's not going to be able to be
toilet.
So either she has two options. She can just say, I'm not doing Hefsiktara. Because there's no point till these wounds heal.
Yeah.
Or she can do a Hefsiktara, hopefully get at least one clean.
On what day?
5th day, 6th day, 7th day.
Okay.
Then she could start counting Shiva Nikim. Even though the Shiva Nikim won't work because she can't be toilet.
Right.
But she passed 3 days.
5th day she doesn't have to tell. Even for the next 3 days she can't be tola.
Right.
Now it's the...
But after that maybe she can, right?
Now, so the 8th day she still starts, now it's the 9th day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's been sitting down for 3 days.
Yeah, but it's not dam. It's maka dam. It's tliya dam that she can't be toilet.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? The chara, I don't see why that shouldn't work either. Okay, whatever.
How does it help?
Because at least now she could start being toilet.
If on the 9th day she comes
right,
down,
so it's really the 4th day. The chara that should be alpisora. I mean, otherwise, this case is not really so common. I mean, she has to clear up after 2 days. But it's interesting, what's the chiddush din that you come out from here? That the Hefsiktara does not have to be followed immediately by the Shiva Nikim. There could be a space of a few days between the Hefsiktara and the Shiva Nikim. Now let's say a woman knows she's having surgery. Huh? And she's going to be out for 3 days. And she just got a period. So she knows she can't. She only does Lubadikas. So should she just not do Bedikas? Maybe she should do a Hefsiktara before the surgery. And then she'll start the Shiva Nikim 3 days later. So I'm not obviously a wild case. Okay, but that's not really so common either because she would also have to have a very short period. Okay, that's really not such a good example. I guess it's not a good example at all. But, yeah? Okay, let's finish it off here. Ein kesem matama is very important here. Ein kesem matama, the kesem will not make her tummy in who nimsa al beget tzavua, if it's found in a beget tzavua, or al dover shein or mekabel tuma, or on something that's not mekabel tuma. Vafilu b'shoshi yamim rishoyim. Even in the first 3 days. And on the bottom he says the standard would be for dover shein or mekabel tuma.
The kesem, not a flow.
Right.
So it has to be small enough that it's considered a
kesem. I mean, don't think the havamin would be, since you can't be toila on a kesem the first 3 days, right? So maybe you can't be toila, you don't have any of the coolers of summer.
This is only external, because if it was internal,
then it would be vadiko, right? Right, no, that would be a problem. Right, but even if you wear kolam the first 3 days, you could still be mako. Okay? Bikurate Roifer. A visit to the doctor. Isha Shaskukalachas Roifer. a woman who has to go to the doctor, Roy Shalaitelot B'Shiva Nikim, she should not go during the Shiva Nikim, or not in the first few days. Why? From the dam that she might see because of whatever the doctor is doing.
This is a checkup. This doesn't mean something important. So it's not just wrong when she thinks she found something.
No, obviously, you don't push it. Right. But no, it's time for a regular checkup, pap smear, that type of deal. Don't time it for the Shemini Kim, because about half of pap smears make the woman bleed. And now you have to start dealing with tliyas.
So if you're going to go during the Shemini Kim, make sure it's not during the first 2 days.
And
then what?
And we learned before, right? It was in here that he said that if she does, she should not do a bedikah after the visit, because she's asking for trouble. Huh? Yeah. Okay, I guess we should stop here, yeah? It's a little early, but next up is the big, that's it.